This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have a very, very special guest right now. He is a man who is well known throughout the world for his amazing production and DJ skills. He's a French DJ and producer. He's famous for his work around the world. You might know him from tracks such as Hit Girl or his vocal remix of Kylie's own In My Arms. And he's here in Australia to play for his fans with a gig in Melbourne tonight. This is Sebastian Legere. Hello, Sebastian.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Oh, look, I'm all right. How's Melbourne treating you?
So far, it's drinking okay. You know, I just arrived a few hours ago, so I didn't do much, but it's all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing. Now, I know that you are a big fan of Australia.
I do love Australia, yeah.
How many times have you visited us?
I think the first time I've been there 5 years ago, so let's say 5 or 6 time now.
John, you may as well just get a residency here.
It's a little bit far away to travel, really.
Oh, it's a nice trip, you know, 24 hours in the plane,
yeah,
it's nice.
Thanks.
It's good. Now, we know that you've been DJing, producing for quite a while now, and your childhood was spent learning how to make music classically. Do you think that has helped you in your career so far?
Well, you know, the fact that I've been surrounded by musical, you know, people all my life probably helped for, you know, training my ears. But otherwise, being, you know, the classical music things, I don't think it really helped. Really, just, you know, just the fact that being, you know, around music all the time, that probably helped. But I don't even know, because I've always been into it, so I can't, you know, compare or whatever.
When did you decide that you wanted to go more down that dance, techno, electro type road?
It's been pretty much when the first time I heard on TV tracks like Lil Louis French Kiss, or actually even Technotronic Pump Pump the Jam. So it's like since 88 or 89, so I was 9 or 10. That was like, you know, first love with dance music, pretty much. So, yeah.
Oh, school, yeah. They're always good ones, those ones. But
classics.
Exactly. Well, that leads me to something I wanted to know. You've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of your biggest tracks was and still is Hit Girl back, you know, about 8 or so years ago.
Yeah, it has been a biggie at the time. It's still, people always request me, well, not always, but request me to play that kind of stuff that I did at that time. But, you know, obviously people move on with the music, and, you know, so obviously I changed my style a lot since then. But yeah, it's been, I think it's a Legere classic from that time, which was like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah, and as you say, lots of chat has changed since that.
Oh, yeah.
Since it. And I know you said in the past that dance music isn't fresh anymore and it's starting to get monotonous.
Yeah.
What's changed? What's happened?
Well, you know, a lot of things has been done already. You know, I mean, dance music is an old lady, I would say. Even techno is like 20 years old plus, something like this. So, you know, it's obviously that many things, in my eyes, you know, has been done already. So we are now, I think, in a certain moment where it's, you know, nothing is very different to each other or something like that. So I think it's a good time, actually, to find something new. And actually, I'm working on trying to make my sound fresh again, you know, try to find my way again, which is always exciting to find new stuff anyway, so.
So what do you think, you have some new stuff coming out. What do you think needs to happen to sort of freshen up the whole the whole scene? You know, what are your ideas?
I don't have the science, you know, to make everything happen. I wish I could make, you know, I just push the button and everything changed now. But I don't know. I think people should, you know, maybe stop copying each other all the time, because, you know, when there's something new, then they copy it, and 6 months later, it's already dead because it has been, you know, copied thousands of times. I think it's because of the internet as well. So I think it would be good to go back to some sort of basics, really.
Yeah.
The roots of what we, why we used to like this music. So more simple things and thinking about less about the results or the money or whatever. That would be a good start to kind of renew the things.
And I know that your material has, at the moment, has got a really sort of like funky, laid back, slower sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Is that the sort of stuff we'll be hearing at your gigs in Australia?
Yeah. I really like to start my set pretty slow right now, when I used to actually start right to the point. Now I like to, you know, at least the first 30 minutes to kind of get in the mood. So bring some funky, but really, no, it's not really slow, but it's slower than it used to be. So it actually matches anyway the kind of vibe of today. You know, in Europe, the BPM slowed down a lot in terms of dance music. So, but in the end of the day, you know, I will just bring up the music a little bit pumpier later on. You know, it's a party. It's not sleeping pills.
Like, exactly. Well, imagine that. Like, you have your whole set, you're laid back, nice and slow, and then you see this group of people in the corner having a snooze because, yeah, you know, like, you know.
That's not what I do, you know.
No, it's exactly right.
So I like to keep, you know, a little bit of energy. Even my slower stuff, I still, you know, there's still some kind of energy and power in it anyway, so that's okay, you know.
Well, it does help. It's very helpful that way.
Yeah.
Now, look, you've had a lot of original stuff, but you've also done a lot of remixes of different artists' work.
Yeah.
What do you have a preference over, you know, but over one of the two?
I don't. To be honest, at the moment, I'm not doing much in a studio. Well, I don't do remixes at all, because I've done so many and I kind of like to focus on my own stuff right now. So I'd say I prefer doing my own stuff, but even right now I'm actually like having a sort of break on purpose in the studio, to kind of a few months break actually, to kind of refresh myself and refine my own sound and come back next year with absolutely brand new sound and brand new ideas and something new. I'm in the need of something new in my life at the moment, so that's why I'm doing a break, definitely.
So what will we be hearing from Sebastian Leger in 2013?
Oh, I have no idea, and it's really honest. I have no idea. I just don't know. When I would go back to the studio, it would be like, you know, empty mind, empty brain, so more or less. And let's, you know, I don't know. I would improvise, really. Well, obviously, it will be dance music, but the style and the BPM and the groove, the sounds and everything would be completely brand new. Brand new.
Oh, well, yeah.
I hope.
Well, hopefully with something new and new different. Oh, look, I think people will be looking forward to some of your new stuff.
I do look forward to my new stuff as well, because I don't know what it's going to be.
Well, it keeps us on our toes as well, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're playing tonight, and you're all around the place. You're going to New Zealand, then you're going off to some islands and coming back again. It's a bit of a busy one.
Actually, the New Zealand is not happening anymore.
Oh.
But, no, that's all right. You know, a little bit of day off with less playing is always good.
Well, that's right.
So, yeah, I'm going tonight. I'm playing at Brown Alley in Melbourne. I'm doing Perth on Sunday. I'm going to do Sydney next week. I'm going to do Adelaide, Gold Coast. What else? I'm going to New Caledonia as well next week.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's always busy, you know, when I go here in Australia, so far away, so you need to kind of do the whole place, you know. I'm not going to stay here for one weekend.
Well, it's like when we go overseas, we take a lot of time and we do the whole lot in one go, because it just takes so long to get there.
Yeah.
Sebastian, it has been an absolute pleasure,
my pleasure,
chatting
to you.
Thank you very much. We'll come back in a moment and play Back on Track, because that's one that I've enjoyed listening to over the last little while. But enjoy your time in Australia.
Thank you very much.
Don't get into too much trouble while you're here.
No worries.
And hopefully we'll be able to see you in the studio very soon.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Cheers.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.